702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Right, it's 18 minutes past one, and we promised to tell you more about a beautiful gem, a hidden gem in Linden, and it's simply called Ritual Cafe. So we had Memory, who is the lady in the kitchen who prepped the wonderful food that we got to experience, but the owner behind it all, Julia, is here with us as well. Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you? Thanks for having us.
It's a beautiful place that you have.
Thank you.
Very cozy. So, Ritual Cafe, at first I was very curious about the name. Why did you call it Ritual?
Ritual Cafe is all about family coming back together, sitting around a table and eating good food.
Yeah.
We're only a 40-seater restaurant, so you get intimacy with us in the kitchen, out on the floor, and you just have a relaxed, good time.
Yeah. I was talking about, you know, when you change your eating plan, and eating out can often be a challenge, depending on whatever eating plan it is. But you cater for both vegan, vegetarian, and meat lovers.
Absolutely. And pescatarians.
And pescatarians. Yes. So it encompasses everybody.
Keep them all here. Yes. Yeah, we've got a bit of everything. We've got a lot of families that come, and it may not be a choice for you to be a vegetarian or a vegan. People have to do it for health reasons.
Mm.
So they can come with their family. Dad can have a steak. Mom can have a chicken curry.
Yeah.
And the kids can have their vegan dishes. As it's so may be, the kids are the ones with the revolution.
Really?
Of the vegan ways, yes. The youth, it's apparently one of the biggest trends of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The plant-based eating.
Wow, that's great to hear, because I made that decision when I realized I took stock of what I was eating across my days, and I realized that I'm having way too much and too many animal products, you know, from the eggs and the bacon or the salmon or the mackerel in the morning, to say chicken breast and salad at lunchtime, and then red meat, maybe lamb or beef or something along with, say, mashed potatoes or whatever. But we eat a whole lot of protein and animal-based protein in the course of the day. Mm.
And I think it slows us down a lot, where you can have a bit of meat, but I think we just need to add a lot more of the plant-based vegetables, fruit into the diet, and we'll probably move faster and be happier.
Yeah, so you and I are a lot similar in that way, because you haven't given up meat, but you're having a lot more plant-based dishes.
Absolutely.
And that transition does require that you be prepared. That's why I decided to download a couple of apps with great recipes. And gone are the days when vegetarian or vegan is not tasty. It is delicious.
Absolutely. We try and add a lot of flavor to the dishes. So when people come, they want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start thinking that, as you say, a vegetarian doesn't have to be tasteless or uninteresting.
Mm-hmm.
They can find things that make their whole meal and a dinner party, for that instance, if they're going home to have friends and everything, they can think about things and make it a fun night out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also gone are the days when restaurants have just a few handful vegetarian meals.
No, I would say we're probably 50-50 on our menu of choosing between either protein, meat-based dishes and vegetarian, vegan dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a really nice choice.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a big menu, you've got a good choice of stuff.
Yes, and it's always good if you are making this transition to plot across your city where these restaurants are that deliver wonderful, just really tasty meals that are plant-based, so that you don't have to be stuck with something plain and lousy, just a massive salad in front of you.
Yeah, lots of leaves.
Lots of leaves if you go to a place that's not well prepared.
Yeah.
So you brought out a couple of things for us, a couple of items, and let's go into the ingredients, the thinking behind it. Let's start with the baby marrow carpaccio.
Okay.
It's usually popular.
Very popular, whether it's winter or summer, because as it would be maybe a summer dish, but we get a lot of people ordering it now in the colder season.
Yeah.
We marinate our baby marrow carpaccio in our special marinade, and then it just gets plated as carpaccio gets, or meat carpaccio would be plated very thinly on a plate.
Yes.
We top it with our feta cheese, our basil, chopped basil and capers, and then drizzled with a balsamic glaze.
I mean, baby marrow was made quite sexy today.
Yes.
Super sexy.
Yes.
That Cajun seasoning's like, I've never quite thought of it this way.
Exactly. No, it's taken it to a whole nother level, because people don't necessarily want to eat baby marrows these days.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. Mm-hmm. As you said earlier, if you just think about the dishes, how you're putting your flavors together. It can work.
Absolutely. Mm. Be surprised. Now, the mushroom soup, I think all three of us, because we took along one of our online producers who took photos of the meals.
Yes.
And she's a meat lover.
Yes.
She's a meat lover. She was saying in South Africa, a meal without meat is just unacceptable in her world.
And it is for a lot of South Africans.
Yes.
Yes.
And so there she was. She had succumbed because it was so delicious.
Yep.
So the mushroom soup, what is the secret? I was trying to figure it out. Come on, Julia, what is the secret?
No, well, I must be honest. That was Memory's recipe. So she's put something secret in there.
It was so hearty. It was so delicious.
It's not a stock soup. We mm-hmm. put, you know, onions, potatoes, mushrooms. It's a vegetarian dish because we put cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously herbs and spices and that kind of thing.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a party soup. Something that you can.
Yes, I felt like it's something that
have for
I would
dinner
enjoy
and not,
at home.
Yeah, and not feel like you needed to eat something else.
Yes, yes. It was absolutely delicious. So it's the big black mushrooms.
Big black brown mushrooms. That's mm-hmm. correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was a star, absolute star. And then the samosas, the vegetarian samosas. You brought two varieties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've got our chickpea samosas, which are actually vegan. And then our goat's cheese and beetroot samosa. And they both come with a coconut cream and coriander dipping sauce.
Oh,
They're just a lovely snack. And honestly, even the meat eaters, that's what they don't order a meat starter. They'll have that as a starter at the restaurant. And it's also just full of flavor and it's a different take on a samosa. We have a great Indian community in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to having our cheese and corn or the potato. So we've just taken a few
spinach.
Taking a few other flavors and making it a little bit more interesting and creating a bit of thought for people when they come and eat it.
We polished that plate. There wasn't a single one left.
There wasn't.
Actually, it was all clean. Of the meals, because interestingly, we usually call our other colleagues to come and also indulge.
There was no sharing.
No sharing today. That's how good it was. So it was the chickpea samosa and then the beetroot and goat's cheese.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of gnocchi.
No. A lot of people battle, yeah.
Yes, because I find that it in itself, it lends itself to richness, and then it's prepared often in rich sauces or with other rich ingredients.
Yeah.
But this time around, it was light. There was a lightness to it.
Very light.
Mm-hmm.
We, as you say, it's usually got heavy sauces. We've taken that away. We lightly fry our gnocchi. And then we add our sun-dried tomatoes, which we marinate ourselves, and then our strips of red peppers, topped with crushed walnuts, and then we sprinkle on blue cheese and chopped basil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a little bit of a crunchy gnocchi, which you wouldn't normally get.
Yeah.
And then you're getting a little bit of tomato and this, and it's not just all about a sauce.
Mm.
There's all different little pops. Mm. Once you're eating it.
Yes, and the fact that it was crunchy.
Yes, which makes a big difference.
It does, it does to the texture itself. Lisa Otto has tweeted saying, there's a term, flexitarian, which refers to a more plant-based diet where one does sometimes eat meat or animal products, saying check out Deliciously Ella app for plant-based ideas and Livia's_kitchen for vegan sweet treats.
Mm.
Thank you. And you can keep those recommendations coming because I know we're not alone in this boat of
and
wanting
like
to cut down.
And I like this flexitarian.
Flexitarian. You're flexible.
Yes.
You are on all sides. You know, one day you're pescatarian, the next day you're meat-loving, and the next day you're vegan strictly or vegetarian.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Lisa. And then a popular one as well, the mushroom burger.
Great, great dish. Also, we use our big black brown mushrooms for that.
Yeah.
We, on all our burgers, the base is rocket and tomato.
Mm.
And then we vary the different mayonnaises on it. But on the mushroom burger, we've got miso and cranberry sauce.
Mm.
And then once the mushrooms are grilled, it's mixed up with the cheese. And you get our sweet potato chips with Cajun spice on the side.
And speaking of chips, you also brought out your tortilla chips.
Yes, yes, we did. So if you ever come to Ritual for dinner or lunch, our little snack on the table is a Cajun chip with our red pepper and tomato chutney.
Yeah.
And that goes down a treat. I often see people and they're licking the bottom of the bowl and raise some more chips to get some more. It's an amusing thing to watch if it's their first visit.
Right. Let's go to Fulesh, who's calling from Bosonia. Hi, Fulesh.
Hi, I want to ask your guest, in her restaurant, being a vegetarian, we don't have onion and garlic. Does he make anything, some sort of that? Because some of the sauces have garlic powders or onion powder.
Yes, you are right. We do have a lot of dishes that don't have onions in them. Mm-hmm. If you had to call us, well, ahead of time, I could make a soup, for instance, without onion. We do have a vegetable curry, uh-huh. Thai vegetable curry, uh-huh. And that's got no onions in it, a coconut-based, and we serve it with rice. So there are dishes that we could talk you through that wouldn't have any of those spices in them or onions.
The samosas?
Samosas don't have any onions in them. No onions, no. And the dipping sauce is coconut cream and a coriander with no onion.
And garlic, no garlic as well.
No garlic. We use very little garlic.
But there is some garlic in there.
Well, it can
not,
be.
Sorry, not in the samosas, no.
Not in the samosas.
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And it's a question of mentioning it to your waiter, right?
So the waiters will know. I'm on the floor most of the time and I'll always answer any questions about what goes into the food.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And let's quickly chat about the dessert because that dessert was out of this world. Coconut cream lime panna cotta.
Yes. So this is also a vegan dish.
Yeah.
We use agar-agar for the setting purposes. Mm-hmm. And you still get the wobble. If you watch MasterChef, you all have to get the wobble on your panna cotta. We've got that. And then you got a lovely syrup with the lime and obviously sugar. So people who have a sugar problem, that does have sugar in it.
Right.
Yes. Oh. But it's very tasty and light.
Oh, and just the way it cooled the mouth. I think together with the lime, it was just absolute perfection.
Mm.
So where do we find you?
Ritual Cafe is based in 7th Street in London. And on the corner of 4th. So you'll know that Linden, if you're a foodie, is coming up in the world. We've got a lot of new little places around there. Just pop on the website or our Facebook page and you'll see our address there.
And the telephone details.
And the telephone details, everything's there. Otherwise, I can pass them on to you later.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So go on to Facebook, find Ritual Cafe. That was Julia, the owner. And she brought along Memory, who really spoiled us this afternoon. We polished every single one of those dishes. Kept coming back to the soup, in fact. So you don't want to ask for what to start with, at least, as you get introduced to their menu, which caters for those that adhere to a plant-based lifestyle. And meat lovers, as we heard, flexitarian.